Aid for Trade working? This is the question which the Secretary General of the OECD and I have asked you in letters which have just been sent out to you and to your ministers. Our intention is to make the question and your answers to it the focus of the third global review of Aid for Trade in July 11, as the chairman just mentioned. So the purpose of my statement before the General Council today is to set out first how we propose to use the joint OECD-WTO monitoring and evaluation exercise to collect and present your answers. And second, to sketch out how I see this process unfolding between now and the third global Aid for Trade review. Our last global review in 2009 took place against the backdrop of the unfolding global economic crisis. And yet four members, Japan, France, the Netherlands, the UK, offered pledges of continued financial support for Aid for Trade. At the G20 summit in Toronto in June, leaders committed themselves to maintain momentum for Aid for Trade. And furthermore, the Korean chair of the G20 in Seoul next month has already indicated a strong interest in making sure the next G20 summit has a development focus, including on Aid for Trade. On the demand side, there is growing awareness of the need to mainstream trade into national and regional development policies, and there is also progress towards achieving this goal. Of the 88 partner countries that responded to the self-assessment questionnaire circulated in advance of the second global review, more than half reported that they had fully mainstream trade into their national development strategy. And I expect to see this positive trend continue, not least among LDCs, now that the enhancement of the integrated framework is complete. There's no doubt that we have made very significant progress in implementing the recommendations of the task force, which reported to the General Council in July 2006 on how to operationalize Aid for Trade. Partners are prioritizing trade objectives in the national plans, and donors are making additional funds available. Even more satisfying is that the trade and development communities seem to be communicating. And we can say with certainty that the process is becoming better aligned and starting to work more efficiently. But is it making a difference? Is Aid for Trade having the impact we desire on the ground? Is it living up to its promise? These questions have become urgent. The need for sustainability in public finance is prompting extra scrutiny of public spending. Many donors are conducting comprehensive evaluations of their aid expenditure. And my view has always been that we should consider this growing accountability culture as an opportunity. Since you entrusted me with this mandate in 2005, I have consistently stated the need to focus our attention on evaluating the impact of Aid for Trade interventions in developing countries. For the Aid for Trade initiative to maintain political support, we need to demonstrate clearly and convincingly that Aid for Trade is working on the ground. If the global crisis has made Aid for Trade imperative for developing countries, it has also made the need to show results essential in donor countries. And this is why I'm also eager to see us implementing result-based management approaches to our own in-house aid for trade programs, an area on which we have already started to work on. We have some promising elements, but much more needs to be done, and this is where we need your inputs. The monitoring and evaluation framework, which we have jointly put in place, is based on three main elements. Number one, tracking of global aid for trade flows by our friends in the OECD. Second, self-assessment questionnaires, which are being sent to regional economic communities, to partners, to donors, and to South actors. And number three, case stories outlining what works and what does not work. And the letters which you should now have begun to receive include the self-assessment questionnaires and the call for case stories. And the deadline for submission of this information is 31st of January next year. As Oscar Wilde once remarked, the pure and simple truth is rarely pure and never simple. And this is why we are looking not just for your views on what works, but also your experience of what hasn't gone so well, and your views on what could work better. And I think our conclusions will carry more weight if we are able to point to areas where aid for trade could work better. Information which we will collect through the questionnaires and case stories will inform the next edition of our joint publication, Aid for Trade as a Glance. And this information will also, of course, be made available on the web. Now, do I think we have a definitive answer to this question? Is Aid for Trade working by next July? I hope so, but I think it's also realistic to point to the work which still needs to be done to establish the necessary baselines and benchmarks through which we will be able to measure progress over time. Work on indicators needs to progress further before we can fill this so-called missing middle between inputs and impacts. And my expectation is that the body of evidence we will receive from you will point to positive associations, but these will need to be further elaborated in our future work program. But I risked getting ahead of myself. Let's not count our chickens before the eggs have hatched. My intention today was to bring to your attention the call to participate in this new Aid for Trade monitoring and evaluation exercise, which will be the centerpiece of the third global review of Aid for Trade. As members regularly remind us, the operationalization of Aid for Trade lies in the hands of developing countries, of regional economic communities, and their development partners. And by extension, you are the best judge of what is and what is not working. So, put simply, if the global third review of Aid for Trade is to be a success, we need your input, and I look forward to receiving it. And let me close in thanking Ambassador Erwidudu for his leadership in bringing this forward as the chair of the CTD. Thank you.